Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, big weekend for Ohio State football over the 4th of July holiday weekend as they were waiting patiently to see where one of the top players in the country for 2021 would sign. Defensive lineman JT Tuimoloau had narrowed his list down to four schools. Ohio State was one of them, and when it was all said and done, Tuimoloau did pick the Ohio State University, and let's find out how big of a get this is for the Buckeyes by going to the Wake'em Way hotline, and we bring in the outstanding Ohio State beat reporter at Bucknuts.com, our good buddy Steve Hallwagon. Steve, thanks for making time for us. Take me through, the process that it took to get JT Tuimoloau, and how big of a get is this for Ryan Day and the Buckeyes?
Yeah, just huge, Ken. I mean, when you think about how important the defensive end position is to a defense to kind of set the tone. And to be very honest, he's probably in that 6'5", 270 range where he could probably play anywhere across the front four, depending on what they need him to do, be a speed rusher up the middle or come off the edge. Whatever they need him to do, it sounds like he's capable of doing it. And he picked Ohio State. It was broadcast on the internet Sunday afternoon on July 4th. So those fireworks you heard going up from Ryan Day's house, they were in celebration, obviously, to get a guy. He was ranked number one overall in the class of 2021 nationally by 24/7 Sports. He was number three in what they call the composite, which is where you take the rankings from Rivals and 24/7 and ESPN and whoever else does individual rankings, and they mash them all together. Either way, national top five player, and for some historical relevance, this is Larry Johnson, the defensive line coach. He's going on his eighth year at Ohio State after coming over from Penn State. And this is the 13th guy in the national top 100 that he's landed in 8 years. And Tuimoloau will go along with Jack Sawyer, who was ranked number four overall nationally in the composite this year with this 2021 class. So you get two great defensive ends potentially in this class. The other thing is he is, I believe, the 14th national top five player to go to Ohio State in the last two decades. So, you know, the rich just keep getting richer when they add these blue chip prospects that can help them continue to win the Big Ten and get into the playoff.
I'm looking at various rankings, Steve, right? So just for, you know, argument's sake here, five players potentially ranked here in the top 10, depending on which rankings you look at, and all five are five-star players. Is this the greatest recruiting class ever for Ohio State?
Well, I think it's definitely up there. I mean, I think it's 21 or 22 players. And what's crazy is out of the top 100, Ohio State had 13 guys, and that's not even the most. Alabama had the number one class with 16 guys. So you put those two together, there's 130 schools out there nationally, and two schools just cornered the market on 29 of the top 100 players. And, oh, yeah, they're the two schools that just played for the national championship. So there's a reason why those two schools are way out in front of everybody right now, along with Clemson. I think you have to give them their credit as well, you know, for the success that they've had and the recruiting that they've done. But I think Ohio State, Alabama this year at least separated themselves from the rest of the group. You know, you always have to wait and see, you know, how it plays out over time. Do you get to a national championship game? Do you win a national championship with this class? That, you know, I think in hindsight is probably the best way to rank them. But again, on the hoof, it's as good as any that I can recall at any point here in recent years, no doubt about it.
I'm looking at the name, Steve. Jack Sawyer, five-star. Emeka Ibuka, five-star wide receiver. Trevion Henderson, running back, five-star. Kyle McCord, five-star quarterback. JT Tuimoloa, five-star. Donovan Jackson, four-star, five-star. So there's six guys really possible that are five-star guys. So when you look at that, what they're bringing back from last year's team is the pressure now on Ryan Day not to get to the playoff, not to get to the national championship, but with this class to win a national title in the next 3 years. Is there added pressure now because of this recruiting class?
Yeah, I think there is. I think Ohio State's been up there in terms of recruiting top two or top three, you know, depending on how Alabama and Clemson have done in recent years. They've been right there. They've got the number one class already for 2022 on paper. They've got 16 commitments already from guys who are going, into their senior year of high school, the 2022 class, with Quinn Ewers, the outstanding quarterback. And this is how I look at it. I think that there's three positions, really. The quarterback position on offense, and then the defensive end and the cornerback position on defense. I think those three positions kind of dictate, in a lot of ways, what's going to happen with your offense, your defense, and the direction of your team. And Ohio State is really stockpiled now, defensive end, a quarterback. They're starting to get some better cornerback prospects in the mix. Some of the defensive recruiting had fallen off here a little bit in recent years, but I think Ryan Day has recognized that that's an area where they can't accept second best. They got to go out and get the best players they can on the defensive side of the football and get back to playing Ohio State football on defense. So I think, maybe another year or so, you're going to see that side of the football make a dramatic improvement as some of these guys grow up and become second and third year players. So, yeah, I think you make a good point. I mean, they've been right there in the mix. They've been to the playoff three times since they won the championship, lost in the semifinals twice to Clemson, beat Clemson in the semifinals this past year, and then lost to Alabama in the championship game. And now is the time, this year, next year, whenever it may be, when all the stars come together, that Ohio State should be in that mix to win a championship, no doubt about it.
Steve Hellwagon, our guest. Follow him on Twitter at Steve Hellwagon. Check out his work at bucknuts.com. Does a fabulous job covering the Buckeyes football, basketball, recruiting, in-season, out-of-season, whatever it is. They've got you covered, Steve. So, all right, so that's the big news, adding Tua Maloau to the team to team up with Jack Sawyer. So that's fantastic news for the defense. What about at quarterback? What's the latest on the quarterback battle with C.J. Stroud, Kyle McCord, the true freshman quarterback as part of this class, and Jack Miller coming back for his second year?
Yeah, those guys have been working out with the team all summer. You know, they were able to do 7-on-7 and strength and conditioning work, and obviously they won't get into pads again until August the 1st or thereabout, when the preseason camp begins, leading up to the first game, September the 2nd, at Minnesota. We're inside 2 months, believe it or not, to the start of the season.
Wow.
And, I think that competition is going to continue to wage on probably until about a week before that first game, if then, when Ryan Day will probably say, okay, this guy is our starting quarterback, and they'll take it from there. But I think most people are of the belief that it's C.J. Stroud's job to lose. He was very impressive in the spring, the limited times we were able to see him, and obviously played pretty well in the spring game. Again, that was just one day out of 15. I don't think they put more stock into that single day, even though the public saw it, than the other days the other 14 days in the spring. And really, it's a crash course for these guys. They're having to do a lot of this work on their own right now because there's a limited amount of time that the coaches can spend with the players during the summer by NCAA rules. So, it all kind of gets underway with the start of preseason camp in just about 4 weeks, if not sooner than that. And that's when that question is going to be answered. I mean, I could give you a name today, but really it's going to be determined on who goes out there day after day in the month of August and proves it the best. So, I think it's going to be a fun month of August and a fun season watching a lot of these young guys on both sides of the ball grow up and try and make plays and try and put Ohio State back in that championship picture this season.
Steve, we're focusing on who the starter is going to be, but there's just as big of a battle for the backup spot, right? I mean, we've seen in recent years with Ohio State losing quarterbacks how important that position is. So while we want to know who the starter is, you've got that battle, at least as of now on paper, between Miller and McCord for the number two spot, correct?
Oh, yeah. And you know, Ryan Day kind of kept a lot of that close to the vest last year. I think they did put Miller in first last year and then Stroud. But then as the season wore on, it seemed like it was more Stroud went in first and then Miller in the playoff game against Clemson when Fields had to leave the field for a play. It was Stroud who went in and handed off and then tagged back into Fields who, you know, how uncanny, jogged onto the field and threw a touchdown pass against Clemson. And, you know, he was unflappable. He left some big shoes for whoever is going to be the starter, the backup, or the third stringer. Some huge shoes to fill with Justin Fields. Two amazing seasons. And this offense has got veterans at every position except the quarterback position. So I want to see how those other guys around him, the other 10 guys, lift their game to make it much easier on Stroud or McCord, whoever the quarterback is. To me, that's going to be important to see is that those other guys, you know, lift their game so that it's not everything on the quarterback.
All right, Steve, let's turn our attention to the other big story in recent weeks involving Ohio State and college football, and that would be the NIL ruling, where college athletes are now allowed to make money off of their name, image, and likeness. How many Ohio State players have already cashed in on the football team or with any sport at Ohio State right now, Steve?
You know, that's a good question. I think you have to follow everybody's social media to kind of gauge that. I've seen some little drips and drabs here and there of different guys who, you know, may have some endorsements on social media or whatever. As far as commercials, I haven't seen anything like that pop up yet. But, you know, I expect probably as the season gets closer, you might see a local advertisement involving Chris Olave and Garrett Wilson, two of the highest profile guys. So, you know, I think it's just kind of slow going right now because it just started. There was a company out of Florida that is giving, I believe it was 90 players on the Miami team, $6,000 each to endorse their workout facilities. And that's a tremendous benefit, obviously, for the players. And a nice public relations coup for that workout facility to say, yeah, you know, we've got the endorsement of the Miami football team to use our workout facilities. So, you know, things like that are going to start popping up, and I haven't seen any kind of organized effort to involve everybody at Ohio State just yet, but I'm sure something like that could be around the corner. I just, to be honest with you, Kenny, I just haven't seen much of it yet. I guess maybe I'm not looking in the right place or what, but, you know, I think in the next few weeks before training camp begins, we may see some of those things come out.
Yeah, especially at the quarterback position. Whoever wins that job is going to be a hot commodity there in Columbus for some type of endorsement, you would think. So we'll keep our eyes and ears open to that. Steve, can we turn our attention quickly to the basketball team, if you don't mind, because I just saw a story that said Dwayne Washington is indeed leaving Ohio State for the NBA draft, even though he's only projected to be a second-round pick or go undrafted, whereas E.J. Liddell is coming back to Ohio State for another year. So take me through losing Washington, what that means, getting E.J. Liddell back for Chris Holtmann, and what that means.
Well, Washington, by the end of last season, had raised his game a little bit. The bad shots, the bad decisions were kind of fewer and far between, although I think if he had to do the play over at the end of the Oral Roberts game instead of trying a fadeaway 20-foot jumper at the end of the regulation, maybe he would have attacked and tried to draw a foul or dish it to somebody. But, you know, to me, I think he was playing at a high level, and he may have reached his ceiling as a college player. And now, you know, probably professionally in Europe is what he's probably looking at, or the yep. G League here in America, although I don't think those players – make a ton of money. I think that would be much more lucrative to find a deal abroad where he can go and be counted upon as a scorer and that type of player. So good for him if that's what he wants to do. Ohio State's got bodies. They've got Malachi Branham, a freshman, coming in who probably will take over most of those minutes at the two guard, but that's a lot to ask of a freshman to play 30 minutes a game. So you got some other guys there. Eugene Brown was a freshman last year. Justin Arnes has played some. A couple other guys. They've got the Jamari Wheeler, who transferred in from Penn State. He and Michi Johnson will be at the point and maybe split up some of that time as well. So I think they can overcome the loss of Washington. He did average 16 points a game last year, was the leading scorer by just a decimal point or two over E.J. Liddell. And they'll just throw bodies at the situation is all they can do. There won't be one single guy, I think, that bridges that gap and fills up all 16 of those points. Now, for Liddell, his situation, he played kind of out of position as a center and obviously power forward last year and had to guard 7-foot players. I don't think he's going to be counted on to do that this year because they brought in Joey Brunk, a transfer from Indiana, who can play the center position defensively. Zed Key can do it. Kyle Young is coming back, and he can do it. So I think Liddell's going to concentrate on playing at the forward positions, the 3 and the 4. And he's just got to broaden his shooting range. If he wants to play in the NBA, he's only 6'6 or 6'7. So he's got to be able to take and make three-pointers. He only hit about 33% this past year. So he's going to broaden his range, work on his ball handling, and will play more of the position that he figures to play in the NBA or in the pro level. You know, I would figure if he comes out next year. So tremendous get for Ohio State. He was a first-team All-Big Ten player last year, Liddell was, and just a tremendous guy to have back on the team. You know, I think with Washington, they were picked top 5, top 10. I would think with Liddell coming back only, probably top 15 in that range. And it could definitely be a contender in the Big Ten, no doubt about it. So I think it's going to be another fun year for the Buckeyes. And Coach Holtman just trying to put that roster together and get the most out of them and get out of the first round of the NCAA tournament. That would really, to get to the Sweet 16, that would be the goal, I think, this year.
Great stuff, Steve, on everything. We always appreciate the time. Keep up the fantastic work there at bucknuts.com. We'll have everybody follow you at Steve Hellwagon, and we'll talk again soon. All right, bud?
All right, Ken. Take care.
Steve Hellwagon checking in via the Wake 'em Way hotline with the latest on the signing of JT Tuimoloau to the 2021 class and what that means for the Buckeyes defense. It means it's going to be a hell of a defensive line. That's what it means, as well as the NIL stuff and some basketball talk there here on the Kenny and JT Show.